In nucleus, the endogenous inhibitor protein IF1 regulates the ATP synthase complex. It binds the enzyme, inhibiting its hydrolytic activity when the mitochondrial membrane potential falls, as it occurs in ischemic tissues. In the last decade, it has been reported that cancer cells overexpress IF1, suggesting that it can play other critical roles in metabolic reprogramming. So the aim of the present study was to investigate the role exerted by IF1 in human 143B osteosarcoma cells exposed to an anoxia-mimicking condition, as it occurs in vivo in solid tumors, by collapsing the mitochondrial membrane potential with the uncoupler FCCP. For this purpose, we established stable scrambled and IF1 silenced clones from osteosarcoma 143B cells. As shown in Figure 1, IF1 expressing cells showed a milder increase of both glucose consumption and lactate release compared to IF1 silenced cells when cultured under increasing concentration of FCCP for 24 hours, suggesting that control cells adapted to anoxia-mimicking condition, limiting the glycolytic metabolism increase compared to IF1 silenced cells, where the induction is significantly higher. We then measured by flow cytometry the mitochondrial membrane potential when cells were exposed to FCCP for 30 minutes, and as shown in Figure 2, the mitochondrial membrane potential of IF1 expressing cells was completely depolarized compared to that of IF1 silenced cells, where mitochondrial membrane potential is partially sustained by ATP hydrolysis at the expense of the cytoplasmic ATP. These results were also confirmed by fluorescence microscopy in cells exposed up to 24 hours to anoxia-mimicking condition, indicating that IF1 completely blocks the ATP hydrolytic activity of the F1FO ATP synthase, favoring the cells to maintain a higher energy charge, as also demonstrated by assaying the ADP-ATP ratio in the same experimental conditions. Of note, all types of cells showed no signs of mortality after 24 hours exposure to uncoupling condition. Moreover, we also evaluated potential mitochondrial mass changes under anoxia-mimicking condition, and as shown in Figure 3, both the densitometric analysis of TON20 expression taken as an index of mitochondrial mass and the fluorescence microscopy and flow cytometry analysis of mitochondrially targeted FRFP transfected clones derived from the control and IF1 silenced original cell lines showed no changes of mitochondrial mass between basal and anoxia mimicking condition in all cell types. The unexpected mitochondrial mass preservation in control cells suggested to us the possibility that the polarized mitochondria could be renewed in IF1 expressing cells. Thus, we analyzed the Western blotting by Western blotting the expression of both mitophagy and mitochondrial biogenesis markers. And as shown in Figure 4 and 5, all the markers tested were significantly overexpressed in IF1 expressing cells, whereas in IF1 silent cells were downregulated. These results indicated that IF1 expressing cells are capable to activate both mitophagy and mitochondrial biogenesis at the same rate to efficiently renew the polarized mitochondria, preventing the release of cytochrome C and the activation of the intrinsic apoptotic pathway. To test this hypothesis, we analyzed the apoptotic profile of control and IF1 silent cells exposed to FCCP up to 48 hours. And as shown in Figure 6, the percentage of apoptotic cells were significantly higher in IF1 silent cells compared to controls, indicating that IF1 expressing cells were more resistant to apoptosis during anoxia-mimicking condition. Finally, we measured the cell growth of controls and IF1 silent cells upon pre-incubation with FCCP for 36 hours, and further receiving of the same number of live cells in a fresh medium devoid of FCCP, a condition that experimentally resembled the reoxygenation. As shown in Figure 7, only IF1 expressing cells can recover their proliferation when reoxygenation was re-established after the anoxia mimicking event. So, these data clearly indicated that IF1 confers to cancer cells a selective pro-survival phenotype. In summary, taken together, the results obtained in this study led us to conclude that IF1 fully inhibits the ATPase activity under anoxia-mimicking conditions, preserving the cellular energy charge, that IF1 induces activation of both mitophagy and mitochondrial biogenesis in control cells, promoting renewal of the polarized mitochondria and conferring apoptosis resistance. And finally, that IF1 favors tumor cell survival and promotes cell proliferation recovery after reoxygenation, precisely through energy charge preservation and apoptosis resistance.